Folding, retiming and recoding. Sometimes we're interested in a high performance version of a design, sometimes we're interested in a low power version of a design. And we can generally convert between these two forms by what's called colloquially the time-space fold-unfold, trading one for the other. And an example is this little loop here we see doing some sort of dot product function, and the left hand side has a loop, the right hand side has exactly the same functionality, but the loop has been unwound either by hand or by some sort of automated pre-processing system. We can do this sort of thing where we're doing a Google-like MapReduce or folding in ML terms under an associative operator like addition here. And if we do the three operations on the right hand side in parallel, which we're able to do when we have an associative operator and the right hand sides are independent, then we can do the whole thing in parallel. In other words, we can trade off execution time from doing things serially using one multiplier three times to doing things in parallel using three multipliers. So in this fold and unfold, the loop variable I has disappeared. We've altered the amount of state by reducing as we go to the right. And the trajectory of values in the sum register has been altered by this modification, although the final value, we trust, is unaltered. So in general, when we modify a design, we may or may not change the state trajectory in terms of the values in our registers. And of course, for this sort of transformation to be automated, we need to be aware of the synchronization requirements on the variables involved. For instance, to go from the right to the left, where more clock cycles are going to be needed, then we'll need that the data and coefficient arrays are not changed during those extended clock cycles, and that the consumer for the output, the final value in sum, is prepared to wait. So we need either the designer, if he's doing this manually, to be aware of these synchronization requirements, or if it's to be automated, we need to capture these requirements explicitly in the source code of the language that we entered the design in. In other words, it needs to be transactional on its interfaces so that the flow control is completely represented either implicitly or explicitly. Next slide.